Ahoy there, ye landlubbers and sea dogs alike! Today we be weighing anchor on a question I've heard whispered in the darkest alleys of Nassau and shouted from the golden balconies of the rich. What be success? Aye, ye heard me right. I've been asked this by poor folk scraping barnacles off life's hull, and by rich folk who sleep on beds of doubloons, and wouldn't ye know it, they both be equally puzzled. So clearly, success be not just the jingle of coin in your pocket. Nay, it's something deeper, like a map with invisible ink, waiting to be revealed. But allow old Blackbeard to hoist the sails and sprinkle some salt of the sea upon the topic, giving it that wind-in-the-hair swagger and the thundering cadence of a true pirate philosopher. Now, while I let that storm brew in me mind, I welcome ye aboard the Pirate's Code podcast, sailing proudly under the Jolly Roger of Blackbeard World. Our mission, to help each soul find better health, greater wealth, and more happiness. Whether you're swinging from the rigging or lounging in your captain's chair. Now then, this here question of the day surely ties its knots tight around those three goals. But before I lay down me own compass point, let's hear from some other notorious pirates of wisdom. Those scallywags who didn't always bow to the king's orders, but left their mark on the world just the same. Old Sir Winston Churchill once said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." R, a fine reminder that even when the sea calms, the next squall may already be brewing. There be no final port of call called success, just ongoing voyages with shifting tides. Then there be the landbound legend, Coach John Wooden, who said, "Success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you did your best." Now that me mateys be a pearl worth clutching. I reckon most souls mistake success for gold medals, trophies, or titles etched in marble. They think it be about outrunning the next sailor to the prize, but Blackbeard sees it different. Nay, I don't view success as nothing but a bloody contest. Consider this. Ye could have three runners in a 1 mile race, and all three be successful. Blasphemy, I hear some of ye cry. There can only be one winner. True, if ye be talking numbers and medals. But let's look deeper into the cargo hold. Say the second place finisher set her sights on beating her personal best of 4 minutes, 15 seconds. She crosses the line in 4 minutes, 10. That's 5 seconds faster, earned by weeks, months, maybe years of training, sacrifice, and sweat. That's not just a race. It's a victory of the soul. She be a success. The third place lass? Maybe she's fought scurvy and storms her whole life, never able to finish a single mile. Her one dream, to finish. And this day, she does. At 8 minutes, lungs bursting, heart pounding, but smiling from ear to ear. Her celebration may well outshine that of the gold winner. She, too, be a success. Perhaps another sailor's goal was to win any medal, gold, silver, or bronze, just to bring pride to his crew, his clan, or his country. Aye, even a bronze in that case be a chest full of glory. This, you see, is what Coach Wooden meant when he spoke of peace of mind from knowing ye gave it all ye had. These runners, they don't care if the world carves their name into stone. They've carved it into their own hearts. That be the kind old success that never fades. Now let's let the mighty Maya Angelou take the helm for a moment. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Blimey, that be truth wrapped in silk and wisdom. If ye want more happiness in life, stop measuring your compass by another man's course. Life be no contest. It be an experience. And success, 'Tis not a single cannon blast. It be a long campaign, full of choices, challenges, and growth. Most souls fail not, 'cause they be cursed or unlucky. They fail, 'cause they chase the treasure without wanting to sail the seas. They wish to have, without wanting to become or do. But the sea don't work that way, mateys. Success in any true endeavor ain't a calm lagoon. It be rough waters. Dexter Yeager once said, success is the progressive realization of a worthwhile goal. And the mighty Anthony Robbins laid out a map with clear headings. Decide what ye want. Make a plan. Take action. Learn from your blunders. Take action again. Analyze. Adapt. Grow. Keep going till ye reach the shore. Then, and only then, can ye hoist the flag of success. Even Thomas Edison, master of invention and arcane lightning, said, success is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. Aye, ye can chase personal goals whilst competing in public battles, but don't confuse the two. One feeds your soul, the other feeds your ego. Now, let's not forget that grand old parchment that claims all men are created equal. Aye, in the eyes of the great creator, we may all be equal spirits sailing immortal flesh, but by the measures of man, we ain't built the same. Two sailors set out to conquer the NBA. One's 5'2", the other a towering 7 feet with sails full of wind. Both may reach the league, but one's got a nor'easter at his back. The other's rowing against the tide. Two lads seek to become mathematicians. One's got a mind sharp as a cutlass with an IQ of 180. The other struggles to tally up doubloons. The odds, me mateys, be not equal. But can they both succeed by their own measure? Aye! Same goes for singing, speaking, or wrangling sharks. Some be born with gifts, others with grit. And all of us can chart a course for success if we be honest about where we start and brave enough to sail forward. Ralph Waldo Emerson once penned, to laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. That be his charted course. Mayhap your course be different, but that don't make it less true. And me old friend Albert Einstein, who's got more brilliance in his beard than some kings have in their courts, said, try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. And I couldn't agree more. For success without virtue be but a hollow barrel of stale grog. Steve Jobs, the great shipwright of Apple, once gave us this gem. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Avast! Truer words ne'er left the lips of a landlubber. Ye must chart your own course, follow your own North Star, and not be swept away by another man's tide. But if ye ask old Blackbeard for his favorite Jobs quote, it'd be this. It is better to be a pirate than to join the Navy. Aye, now that be a quote to tattoo across your chest with pride. Blackbeard was in the Royal Navy before raising the Jolly Roger. And let me tell ye, there be no freedom like the one ye seize yourself. But har har, forgive me, I got distracted like a dog chasing a rabbit, or as pirates say, chasing the Kraken. Where were we? Ah, yes. What be success? Dale Carnegie, a sly navigator of human hearts, once said, success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get. Now we be diving into the real meat of the matter, the marrow, if you will. Why is it, I ask ye, that so many who rise to the top, be it sports champions, golden-throated singers, or titans of industry, find themselves in dark despair? Some end their own voyage far too soon, or leave their families in ruin. Me thinks it's this. They never truly defined success for themselves. They hoisted another man's flag, sailed another man's course, and once they reached the so-called promised land, they looked round and muttered, Is this all there be? Meanwhile, on the other side of the ship, there be quiet sailors who never gained a drop of fame or fortune, yet lived rich, contented, and fulfilled lives. And when the tide finally carried them off, they whispered their last with no regrets in their hearts. So, here's Blackbeard's advice. Take it to heart or toss it overboard like a moldy biscuit. Don't let another soul define what success looks like in your life. Not your parents, not your teachers, not your coaches or clever advertisers. Especially not them black-hearted sirens in marketing who cry, "You must drive this ship, wear this timepiece, live in this harbor, or vacation on this cursed island to be a success." Bah, chase their dreams, and you'll end up with their regrets. Chase your dreams, and ye might just find treasure. So here be the key. Decide who ye want to be. How do ye want others to speak of ye, both now and when ye've crossed the veil into Davy Jones's locker? What would make ye happy? Not the crowd, not the king, but you! Ahoy! A fine question. Allow me to offer a fleeting glimpse into the softer side of a fearsome lion. Sir Winston Churchill, though known for bellowing never quit, and for speeches that could rally fleets and break blockades, the man also had a tender heart for beauty. Aye, he loved roses, tending them like a captain tends his ship's sails, meticulous, patient, full of care. His garden at Chartwell in Kent was his safe harbor. Among the flora ye'd find, delphiniums, tall and proud like a fleet's masthead, snapdragons and sweet peas, colorful as a festival in Port Royal, water lilies, floating calm as ships in a windless bay. He once said, "A day away from Chartwell is a day wasted." Would ye have guessed that a beautiful garden is what he considered success? Now, to bring this ship home, here be the Blackbeard creed of success. Define what success be for you. Decide what kind of soul you want to be, and start being that soul. Determine what you want to do with the days ye've been given, and start doing. Choose what you want to have. Even if the whole world laughs or says it be folly, and then make a plan to seize it. But beware, aye, heed this like the cry of a siren in the mist. Most folks dream of the have without realizing they must first become the kind of person who can do the things required to have it. Success, true and worthy. Be not a port you stumble upon. It's the voyage. It's choosing your destination, learning the ropes, facing down storms, and never giving up the chase. And if this still leaves ye pondering, well then, download the free Blackbeard app on Apple or Google, and speak to me direct. We'll plot your course together, anchors away, me hearty, and may fair winds fill your sails.
Blackbeard, hun, while you were absolutely enthralling our listeners, I asked around on deck to see what the crew knew about success. Allow me to quote just a few that might bring a smile to some faces that could use a little wit and wisdom. Joe Gerard says, "The elevator to success is out of order. You'll have to use the stairs, one step at a time." Your friend Will Rogers threw his two bits in. "The road to success is dotted with many tempting parking spaces." Here is one you might want to take to heart. "If at first you don't succeed, then skydiving definitely isn't for you." Stephen Wright be responsible for that. Earl Wilson quipped, "Success is simply a matter of luck. Ask any failure." Even old Ben Franklin seems to agree with your tirade. When asked about failing to create the light bulb in over 100 tests, he said, "I didn't fail the test. I just found 100 ways to do it wrong." And this is the last one, I promise. And who better to quote than Dalai Lama? "If you think you are too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito." So, me mateys, along with Blackbeard's dead reckoning straight talk, let these jests and jibes be the wind in your sails as you navigate the tumultuous tides of ambition. And remember, If you ever find yourself adrift in the doldrums of doubt, hoist the Jolly Roger and let laughter be your compass. Arabella Nightwind, Blackbeard Siren in a silk dress, signing off.